Trouble falling asleep? Looking for a new sleep ritual? Why, it's time to unlock the magic of Night Falls. Step into a world where bedtime stories are designed to help you drift away. Night Falls is one of the world's leading bedtime story podcasts. Hosted by the soothing Scottish voice of Geoffrey Austin Newland, Night Falls offers original bedtime stories for adults delivered in friendly, soft tones. As each episode unfolds, the pace gently slows, guiding you towards relaxation and sleep. Why, you'll hear everything from reworked classics to original tales from the falls. Well, that's Geoffrey's time at the mystical Night Falls, a fictional story with immersive sound design, calming nature ambiance, and soft music. And don't just take my word for it, for Night Falls has been downloaded over 9 million times, and listeners say it always works and helps them sleep like a baby. Frankly, I couldn't agree more. So follow Night Falls now, wherever you listen to podcasts, and start listening for free today. Just search Night Falls on your favorite podcast app and take your first relaxing trip to the mystical falls.
Attention! The following podcast may seem like an unlikely recording transmitted from a distant magical dimension, but it's just three poster children for chronic Peter Pan syndrome in a recording studio here on Earth, along with whatever guests they've begged to lower their standards for an hour, in exchange for the coveted foon bump. Enjoy the show!
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is what's going on. About a year and a half and some change ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my buddies, my good friends, my boon companions, Chunt, the King of the Badgers.
Bing bong.
How you doing, bud?
You know what? I'm doing okay.
Just okay.
Just okay. I feel like, you know, I am a shapeshifter.
You are a shapeshifter.
And,
which we don't talk about that much anymore.
Yeah, well, I haven't shifted shape in a
you
while.
You have not shifted shape.
It's been a dry spell. I think a wizard put a spell on me, a dry spell.
You think a wizard...
There's spells in Foon where, you know, if they are cast upon you, your sexual fluids dry up and you are unable to have sex.
So you have a dry spell.
I have a dry
spell. Can it be counteracted with a wet spell?
What? That sounds so gross. Coming from your mouth, that sounds so gross.
A wet spell.
No, don't say it like that.
Hey, anybody out there, clip this piece of audio out, make a ringtone.
I said I'm doing okay, and you really turned this around to... make it about you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm sorry. So are you, is it that you want to get a little action and you just can't?
It's not even that. It's that throughout my life, I've shifted shape so many times.
Shifted shape.
That I purposely said that I feel like I don't have a sense of identity. So I'm trying to find out what's Chunt. Like when people see me, like classic Chunt, like do I put like a quill behind my ear or put like a thistle in my mouth or like, you know. Walk a certain way.
The eternal question.
Yeah.
What's Chunt?
Yeah, what's Chunt, you know?
But Chunt, the answer isn't going to be some adornment that you put on yourself.
Sure it is.
Like, who you got to find yourself inside yourself.
Mm-hmm. But you have your thing. Lazy Arnie, that's what everyone says. Lazy.
What?
You know, the big guy that sits there. Old Big No Movie. They call you Big No Movie.
Big No Movie?
Yeah. Because you don't move at all.
I move. I walk. I walk around. I walked over to the bar before and back.
I feel like you lay down on the ground from your chair and roll to the bar.
I did.
Grab your drink and roll back, usually crushing your drink underneath you.
That's a hard. It is hard.
You have so many cuts.
I have. Yeah. Well, but it's better than walking.
You're going to get gangrene.
It's true. I'm also joined by my other co-host, Usidore.
I am Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hugstangis, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmoenius Maystar. Oh, and do believe me when I say this, that some of the names that I have that are so hidden, so private, so secret, that I dare not utter them aloud, shall ne'er escape my lips, for if they did, they would raise entire towns and set children's hair aflame.
Yeah, don't tell us those.
Okay.
You know, I had the piercings. You know, I had that my dark magic phase.
Like, yeah.
I just don't know what sets me apart.
Are you having, like, a midlife crisis? Like, how old are you along the spectrum of how long your life should be?
I'd say about midway.
About midway?
Yeah.
Seems right.
Yeah.
You
can't really tell how old you are in Foon. In Foon, it's hard to gauge your age. So what you have to do is everyone goes up this mountaintop, and on the top of this mountain, there's this hare, a rabbit, and they call him O'Hare, and he'll let you know how old you are. And O'Hare said I was about midway through my life.
Wow. Interesting. Wow, what a regionally specific thing.
What do you mean?
You know, just that mountain must be very regionally specific.
I feel like that mountain gets a lot of traffic.
Yeah. Probably one of the biggest mountains in Foon.
Yeah.
We could also cut him open and count his rings.
Yeah, let's not do that. But I have a question. So, about your lifespan, like, do you have a badger's lifespan because you're a badger, or do you have a shapeshifter's lifespan?
I really don't know. I assume I have the lifespan of whatever I am currently. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I want to change into like an elephant or like a tortoise or something.
Yeah, don't be like a sand dollar or something.
Maybe a sand dollar. Do those things die?
Don't fuck a sand dollar.
I feel like if I fuck a sand dollar, I'm stuck. Like, there's no...
Yeah. No.
Once you're a sand dollar, that's... Yeah.
It's like, well, here I am.
End of the road.
I've gotten to the bottom.
End of the road.
Well, you know what is scintillating? That's a hard word to say. Scintillating.
No, it isn't.
Say it.
Scintillating.
Oh, I've tried to add a... I really tried to make all of those letters out loud.
I thought you were talking about the sex act, scintillating. It's when you fillet skin. You've never skin-slated someone?
How do you...
You pinch their skin, and then you orally pleasure
it. This sounds terrible.
You've never skin-slated?
Yes, but it sounds terrible.
The sound it makes.
I feel like if you're not skin-slating, then you're not...
It's
you're
just
not,
like a really... It sounds... A lot of hickeys?
Yeah, it can produce a hickey.
Okay.
Or an orgasm.
I am so glad that I took this detour before introducing our guest. Anyway, I'm so excited. Guys, you know what? We haven't had enough dwarves on the show. I'm so excited. Our guest is Lager Brewhead, and he's a dwarf.
Yeah, that's correct. I'm a dwarf.
May I get you an ale or a mead or what's your fancy?
I'll take a, I'll do a 10 and 10. You know, I'll take a mead with an ale floater.
Mead with an ale floater, please.
Oh, Christ. My legs are killing me.
Oh, you know Christ?
Who's Christ?
Christ, I haven't told you about Christ.
Christ is my hell of a dumper of a wife, and she was.
That's your wife?
Yeah, my wife's name. Why do you know someone named Christ as well?
No, I just know Christ. I know the woman Christ.
Oh yes, Christ is my wife, soon to be ex-wife if all goes according to plan. But I can't get out of from underneath her, literally and figuratively. She fucking rode me like a tired mountain goat yesterday. Us dwarves ride goats.
Oh, wow.
That makes sense. They're closer to the ground.
You seem to perk up when you heard Christ. Is there someone named Christ on Earth?
Well, there was someone named Christ on Earth. It's a real long story. I don't know if I want to talk about Earth, religious Earth stuff.
Okay.
But I'm very excited.
I was saying, you all know Christ. Is that because her scroll made it around here? That drawing someone made of her?
Oh, yeah. The very lewd drawing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's borderline clinical.
Oh my. Yes, I do believe I saw this picture, and I immediately destroyed it on your behalf.
Why are you so anti-Christ?
You would be anti-Christ, too, if you had to deal with this woman, I tell you. She is a insatiable beast of the most brutal degree.
Uh-huh.
And she's usually pretty cross.
She is cross, and look, I'll fuck her once, she'll pass out. 3 days later, she comes back, and she's looking to fuck again.
Wow.
Three days? My friend Thomas put his whole hand inside of her.
Yeah.
Look, I know
your friend Frank Thomas?
Frank Thomas.
Oh, that had to be a big hurt for that hand to be inside of her.
Oh, yeah.
3 days. I mean, I'm married, and I know that it's crazy to have sex every 3 days. Too frequent.
She would make me have sex more if she didn't die temporarily upon every climax. What's everybody's name here?
Oh, I'm Arnie.
All right, Arnie, love it.
Uh-huh. I'm a human. I'm from another dimension, but that's kind of all you need to know about me.
Boring.
Sure. I'm Chun. I'm a shapeshifter trying to find my thing.
All right, what's up, Chunin?
I am Zunanin Hoogstanges to your people.
Ah, yes, Zunanin.
The blue wizard.
That's right.
Well, yeah. That's right. The dwarves know you as Zunanin Hoogstanges.
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 It's Hoogstanges.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Finally, someone's listening.
Well, it rolls off the dwarven tongue a little easier, you know?
Sure. So, Logger, what do you do? Like, do you have, like, a dwarf job?
Well, I have a dwarf lineage. My father's father before him and my father's father before his father are all ale brewers of the highest degree, hence our names, Brewhead.
Yeah.
We are of the Brewhead clan from Mount Brewhead.
Mount Brewhead.
Where the amber yeast flows and the hops are barley, as we like to say.
The hops are barley.
The hops are barley. The barley's hops. Get it while it's hops, is what we say.
And Mount Brewhead is also known for ice formulations that are very natural. Very natural ice.
Yeah. We have natural ice formations, and you can tell when it's time that when the ice is cold because it turns blue.
Wow.
Yeah. So when the ice is blue is when you better start drinking, baby.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's cold activated.
And we, of course, give beer to babies. And oh, no. Lager to babies.
Wait, is that safe?
No, that's why so many babies die. They become alcoholics, their livers fail, and they die.
Wow, so much child death.
It's how we wean out the weak ones in our clan. It's just, all right, sip up, baby, you know. To be fair, though, a pint of ale or a pitcher of lager is way less alcoholic than a dwarven woman's breast milk.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You don't want to, you know, like they say, breastfeed a dwarf, you best not be driving a wagon later that day.
Yeah,
that's very true.
That's a good say.
It is a good say. It's mouthy and wordy, and I almost always forget it, but...
Milk from a stout woman.
So then what brings you to Hog's Face?
Well, I'm an adventurer, a questie of sorts, and I haven't yet... A questie, yes.
Have you ever been a quester?
I was a quester for a brief period of time and when I was in dwarf school, and I was just sort of dabbling with questing.
Have you ever been an equestrian?
Unfortunately, no. I'm more of a goatquestrian, as I've previously stated. Horses are too high and scare me, but of course... So I came to the Vermilion Minotaur. Is this the name of this hole?
Yeah, yes, Vermilion Minotaur. Exactly.
Yes, and I've heard...
Oh, thank you for calling it a hole.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I noticed it's a hole, and I enjoy that about it. So I came here to taste some of the finer adventures in life. You know, if there's any damsels that need saving, any armories that need recovering, treasure that needs some pilfering, or some... ale that needs to be drunk.
Sure. Then you are in luck, my friend.
Oh.
For Logger, hear me now. I need you to join my quest. I propose that we all work together to defeat the Dark Lord of Foon. We shall ride against his stronghold. You upon your goat and me upon Grimhoof, the fifth fastest horse in Foon. And we shall... have our blades and our axes raised high above our heads as we fall down upon him, bringing hell and fire and destruction. Will you join me?
What was the last part?
I was just wondering if you wanted to maybe join my quest to defeat the Dark Lord.
He just picked up a barrel with one hand and drank it.
Oh, yeah. Dwarves are surprisingly strong for our size, much like bugs.
Yeah, you're like an ant. You're able to lift a barrel... It's like five times your size.
I am like an ant. I was drinking some wine of the white varietal this weekend.
Just like my aunt.
When do you want to leave on this quest? Tomorrow? Is that okay for you?
Yeah, you want to do tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Yeah, let's go tomorrow.
We've been building up to this quest for a long time.
I know, it's time to get on the road.
It's only a day away.
You want to do 5 or 6 hours after sunrise?
Yes, that sounds good to me. Yes.
It takes me a while.
Let me mark that down in my calendar. 5 or 6 hours after sunrise. Do I have anything going on?
No, you don't. Each square just says sit and drink.
All right, well, I can scratch out sitting and drinking.
While you do that, Logger, I don't want to be presumptuous. because, you know, when you do that, you make a pre-edit zoom. Are you someone who fights with an axe? Is that...
Yes, I use an axe in one hand and a drinking skin in the other. Oh. And I light my axe on fire pre-battle, and then I feel okay. free to breathe spirits over my axe mid-battle for show. And oh, wow. sometimes just to really catch an orc or a goblin aflame and delight in that smell, of course.
So that's
it's
amazing.
Double-edged, and then you also made like a homemade flamethrower.
Oh, yes. It is but a weapon that ends up throwing flames. So I guess that is what you would say, homemade flamethrower. They used to call me the pyromancer of Brewhead Mountain, and it made sense. But upon people learning more about me, I got my second nickname,
which was
Boot and Rally.
Boot and Rally, what?
Boot and Rally.
I've been known for being passed out drunk, mm-hmm. waking up, vomiting, and continuing to both drink and battle.
I know your brother, Puke and Rally.
Puke and Rally is my brother. Okay. They named me Boot and Rally because the first time I puked, it was on my own boots, and I didn't know, and I tracked it all through my cave, and fucking Christ Almighty was all over me, baby. She was pissed.
Well, maybe my new thing will be that I give everyone a nickname because of the way you're shaped, which is like a cannonball. Maybe I'll call you Fireball. Is that cool?
I love it. I love it. Yeah. The young people will eat that up, I feel like. Finally, I can have a little traction with the youngins. Youngins don't drink the meat as much as they used to. They prefer the strength of their mother's teats milk.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes. Have you ever had the breast
milk? I like to imagine you just seeing a child still like nursing, being like... weak. This young generation.
In the dwarven culture, we nurse up until our 50th year.
Until your 50th year?
Yes.
Holy cow.
Yes, it's awkward at times, because we often get married at 30, and then for the next 20 years, a woman is forced to watch her husband suckle at her mother's teat.
That's scintillating.
Oh my God, I overheard that, whatever bullshit you guys were doing, I'm sorry, goat shit you guys were doing upon arrival, and... it is truly that scintillating,
yeah,
I guess.
Literally, yeah.
Except instead of a fold of skin, it's a dwarven nipple, which is, you know, like iron.
What? Like iron?
Oh, a dwarven woman's nipple can cut glass, and it's not an expression.
Oh, boy.
They're a very strong and sturdy species. They live under the mountains, carving away, mining precious gems and minerals. So naturally, they have over time developed certain qualities that assist them in this lifestyle. And when a woman is desperate and alone, she uses her super hard nipples to keep on mining.
Well, I'm so excited to learn more about dwarven culture. But let's take a quick break. Let's refresh our drinks.
Good idea.
Yeah. Lager drank everybody's drinks.
Sorry, I'm parched from a day of adventuring.
Well, we'll learn a lot more about that. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. So, Lager Brewerhead, I want to learn more about, like, what it's like on Brewerhead Mountain.
Oh, it's the huge, you know, as we say in dwarven culture. It's, we are mining for gems, sure. You know, of course, using our wives' nipples and the tips of our stone-like penises to...
Oh, so you got that going for the guys.
Oh, you have to. If you want a dwarven woman to ride you, you need to have quite the stone in there, as we say. And that's what we say. He's got stones. He's got two large stone penises.
I heard that a dwarf's penis is, like, as hard as coal, and then when the pressure's on, then it... turns into like diamond heart.
Oh yeah, a dwarven woman's downstairs area, as we say, can really turn something into as hard as a diamond.
Well, now that I hear kind of how dangerous seeming your penis is, I kind of get the whole 3-day thing.
Right, it is a true violence of the highest form when two dwarves get together. It's like two boulders smashing each other. It's been called tectonic by people.
So was it weird growing up, like getting into the family business?
Well, from a lot of dwarves, there's, you know, some people are blacksmiths in their families. Some people are goat hoofers, if you will. They make goat hooves. And then, I mean goat shoes. There are guys who make simulated goat hooves as well, because a lot of people like to just do little goat prints around outside their house and say, like, I think the goat is loose, and it's a prank that we play.
Popular prank. A whole industry around that prank.
In dwarven culture, there's a lot of what was called costume play.
Oh.
Yeah, we dress. Yeah, because we're little, a lot of people find it comical for us to dress up as other little things. Like I was a sunflower for 9 years running as part of what we call costume play day.
You should shorten that to like tomb play.
Tomb play.
Sometimes dwarves dress up with stilts and they're like, I'm a human. And then sometimes I will have gone to my dwarven friends and I've put a... Listen to this. I've put a little pair of shoes in front of my knees. And then I sit on my knees and I act like I'm very short like a dwarf. And my robes hide the back part of my legs.
It works good. He does. He comes over. He does some fishing like that. He does some golfing like that.
That's right.
Dwarf goes fishing is the funniest thing.
You should see Dwarf on golf.
Yeah. Oh, I've never seen that. And Kevin Dwarf is one of my favorite characters. He plays Kevin Dwarf. Also around this time of year, I don't know what it is. Something in the air. I don't know if it's pheromones, but the sexiest fucking cats come out to play.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just from the woods, like these sexy cats. Cats who walk on two legs and are just like, you know, giving vibes.
Maybe you should have sex with a sexy cat.
We'll see. If I ever get a wet penis again.
A wet spell is going to come along.
You've fallen under a dry spell?
Yeah, I don't know if it's Blorth the Brown or someone gave me a Genlevia, cast a dry spell on me.
In my eyes. Know now that you cannot resist the power of Usador.
Wait, are you trying to get him wet with your voice?
Quentin Groth.
You do?
Oh, something happened.
No, I'm fine.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get everyone there.
Come, brothers.
Come, brothers.
I never thought it would happen, but I'm glad it did happen. Good God.
I'll set this one out.
So, as always, here's 9 pieces of ivory.
Oh,
not sure if you knew this about dwarves, but we are such a hardened culture, we come crystallized ivory.
Wow. Lovely. Yes.
Is that so valuable?
Very valuable. I would let it cool off a little bit before you grabbed any of it. Find out about this.
Oh, yeah.
Christ is very against what I just did.
Well, now that you're off adventuring all the time, do you ever get back to the mountain to continue brewing and mining?
I get back every once in a while. As I've gotten a little older in age, I no longer need to do the mining. I leave that to the women and the children. I'll just get up there and get in the brew house and start fucking around back there, you know, hops, barley, a little bit of this, a little dash of this, you know, and I don't want to say any of my secret ingredients, but we're working
Give us one.
Okay, so there's this little town called India.
Uh-huh.
And they have some of the most pale hops you could ever find.
Ooh.
But their bitterness is through the roof. We're calling it IBUs at this point.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. I can't wait to partake of it myself.
Oh, you'll get the first batch, Xenogies.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm starting to get a little bit in the drink. Is your dwarven
zoning in Hookstanges?
Speaking of, have you had any more Xenorgies?
I haven't recently. Okay. I find that the inner peace that comes from the Zen mindset mixed with coupling with multiple partners at the same time is a difficult balance to achieve.
Yeah, it goes against everything Christ says. I would never be allowed to do that.
So, Lager, I'm excited to hear more about some of your adventures that you've been on.
Oh, yeah, but of course, have I told you the time I outwitted and outbattled a goblin brigade?
No, we just made it. We haven't heard it at all.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe someone else was telling it around. I know my wife's labias were here on display for everyone, so I thought maybe you heard a story or two about her husband, but nope, apparently we know where everyone's focus lies. So, the Goblin Brigade had surrounded the Jester's Head Tavern, and I was inside the Jester's Head Tavern, and they had some of the finest honeyed ale that I had ever had.
Sure.
So I had 2 or 3 barrels, went up to my room, and about 4 days later came down, and the goblins had moved on.
Oh.
And the women and children had been brutally murdered by the goblins, and... But I escaped unscathed, like Lagerbrewerhead only can.
Wow. Well, okay. So
quite the adventure. Yes.
What a heroic tale.
Yeah, do you have another?
Yes. I was accompanying some merchants on a ride across the Valley of steam, you know, the...
Ooh, the Valley of Steam.
The Valley of Steam is terrifying.
It's very terrifying.
But I feel like some of the best games happen in Steam.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Interesting. There's a lot of gameplay in the Valley.
Oh, yes. Across many platforms. Yeah. You can play over here on this game. You can play on that platform. Ah. It's a delight.
Oh, wow.
But there's a risk.
Yeah. But of course. So we're traveling some merchants. These merchants, of course, are bringing blast powder with them.
Ooh.
And I'm, of course... on 9 or 10, 10th bottle of wine at this point. I'm trying out a barley wine, if you will. Mm. It's a high, we're calling it a high-octane barley wine. It's
delicious.
It's quite delicious, quite expensive, and I think we're going to really corner the white human market with those drinks. And so we're driving, I'm 3 sheets to the wind, I'm 9 boots to the storm, as they say, and I'm fall asleep at the reins and drift off the road, wagon full of blast powder, slide all the way down, pass out, fall out of the wagon completely. The wagon continues on, lands in the middle of a campfire surrounded by brigands and bandits, blows up, kills all the brigands and bandits, and I got a 5,000 gold piece reward.
Wow.
I woke up the next morning to the sheriff anointing me as a crusader and hero of the Steam Valley.
How did you avoid getting a CUI? Carting under the influence.
Well, it turns out once you have been considered a crusader of the day down in the Valley of Steam, you are allowed to absolve one crime. So that was the time I wiped out an entire brigand of bandits. It was quite a delight.
Very impressive, very impressive. Can you pardon me for a moment? I need to talk to Arnold.
Yeah, what is this?
I'm not sure I want him to go on the quest.
You don't want him to...
It seems like he's mostly drunk.
I think so, too.
Gets lucky a lot of the time.
A lot of just, like, drunken luck.
Where's that all going?
Oh, my God.
A lot of it comes right out.
Logger, I know we were talking about leaving at 5 or 6 after sunrise tomorrow, but something's come up, and I'm afraid that we'll have to delay the quest for a short time. But I'll be...
Well, do you want to at least meet up for, like, a late breakfast and early lunch or something?
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Yeah, that sounds good.
You know what we...
Oh, God. Good God, I'm sorry. Holy shit. I had a big barrel of fish heads on the cart ride over, so I apologize.
That's all right. Was that all that was available? Was a big barrel of fish
heads? Well, I wanted to give the bodies to the other people because, you know, dwarven taste buds are hot garbage. Sure.
I usually get fish heads from Mr. Mento.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he... I think I've met Mr. Mento. Isn't he like a medicine man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's considered a doctor in parts.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. Now I know who you speak of. So, took me a second there. It must be the drink and not the complicated nomenclature.
Yeah, what we were saying was very straightforward. So, Logger, maybe you should consider, you know, I think the best thing you could do for our quest would be to go and camp out at the Smoldering Widow.
I think the best thing to do for our quest is for you to fucking go to the Smoldering Widow.
Right,
are you like that?
Yeah, right.
Damn. Are you like that, Arnie?
Damn.
We've hit that moment. Shot
it's fired. Taking a turn.
What do you say, huh, Arnie? What do you, how do you feel about this, huh? Look at this fucking stone cock, huh?
God, get that off the table!
Oh, he lit his cock on fire.
It doesn't hurt at all. I feel no
pain. Put it out.
All right.
Please. Oh, it smells like burned hair.
Thank you, Logger. Thank you for calming down. Arnold says stupid and cruel things all the time. You must forgive him. He's not of our world.
I'm sorry. I'm a little wound up from adventuring, and, you know, I've got... I'm all hopped up on fish heads.
Smells like someone blew up the ocean in here.
Oh, God. The ocean. Someday I'll see you, you filthy beast.
You've never seen the ocean?
Dwarves are not one for water, except, you know, we bathe, but we bathe in a Chardonnay blend.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, we use the white grapes that don't make it into the annual varietal, and that's what we use for a quick bath. A little dab under the arms and a little slap on the old stone perineum down there, and you're ready to rock.
Oh, a little dwarves bath.
Little dwarves bath. We don't like that term.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's insulting.
Sorry. No. I'm new to this world. I'm trying to just join in, go along. I don't want to say anything that would make anybody unhappy.
Yeah, well, it's too late, Arnie. Okay.
All right. You seemed a little bit sober for a second.
Stone cock.
I lit it on fire again.
Ah, was an accident that time. Oh shit. Oh fuck.
But you know what? You know what I've noticed? Whenever he gets really drunk, he lights his dick on fire, and it kind of sobers him up for a minute, yeah. Which I suppose it would.
It really does bring you. It's a good way to get you back down to earth pretty fast.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take this little axe right here. I'm just going to move it way over here.
Wait. Out of reach. He said it's a good way to bring you back down to earth. Do you know about Earth?
Oh, I mean the land, the Earth beneath our feet.
Oh, okay, of course, that makes sense.
Phew. Yeah, but of course.
Yes, listen to this for a moment. You know how the ground we call Earth?
Yes.
They named their whole planet Earth.
What is it, dirt? Yeah, you fuck you, dude. Over here, you already... Sorry.
So, Lager Brewer Head, thank you so much for joining us. I know you're sort of... I don't know if you're going to remember me talking to you at this point.
Oh, I'll remember you, you fucking big-ass motherfucker.
Jesus. Oh, no. Excuse me. If this, yeah, this turns bad, do you got my back?
I have your back.
What do you mean by that?
I have your back.
Like you'll help fight Lager for me?
Oh, yes. I'll help fight Lager.
Okay.
Hey, I'll help too.
Oh, great. Well, no, but he's a wizard. You're just like a depressed badger.
But honestly, this guy is three floyds to the wind. Do you have that expression on Earth?
Three Floyds to the wind?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It just means he's drunk.
Oh, okay. Why three Floyds?
What?
Never mind.
You trying to be a big man? Trying to be an alpha king? He's just three Floyds to the wind.
No, don't. Hey, don't logger me, okay? Just, anyway, hey.
What?
No.
Sorry.
You all right?
I was out for a minute there.
Oh, it's all right. Just don't fall asleep.
How is his dick on fire
down
again? What is going on?
That's a way to help a dwarf go to sleep as well.
Oh, wow.
I go through a lot of liquor. All right, sorry. Do your thing, Arnie. Oh, you fucking tall piece of shit.
He is a tall piece of shit. I never thought about it.
Chad, have you got any emails this week?
Yes. This is from Ginny Hogland. This is to chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. Hi, chunt. Since the Panonomicon contains the knowledge of Spintax, would it be able to finish telling you how to change shape at will? As you have now officially joined Usador's quest, being able to shapeshift at will would be useful for your adventures. Best wishes, Ginny from Seattle.
I suppose it might. Yes, we should check.
Yeah, although I haven't seen it since we brought it to life.
Yeah.
Like, the Panonomicon, ran off into McShingle Shane Forest, and I haven't
I feel like the show might be way more exciting if I could just change at will.
Yes, I
agree.
Absolutely. I agree. We should, you know what? Right after this, let's run out into the forest. Let's find that book that we turned into a person, ask it about how to make you change a will, and then make that happen.
Yeah, you know what? Let's just get on top of solving something. Yeah. Let's get it done instead of just leaving our half a dozen loose ends just dangling for half a year at a time.
Oh, P.S., did you find the lunar sword?
Not yet.
I agree.
Laying on the table.
I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about, but I agree. Get the lunar sword, get the book person.
Before he woke up, he was eating in his sleep.
I also have an email here from...
a lot of fish bones.
Benno says, hey, baby, this question goes to all presents. Where is the place you'd most love to be? Yours, Beano Smash.
Oh, well, I would love to be back in Chicago with my wife and family.
I'd say
wife and family. Yeah, right. What kind of wife can climb that tall drink of garbage that you are?
A better woman than me. Wait, does that make sense?
No.
She better be.
Lager, that reminds me. We've heard a lot about your wife, but do you have any children?
Oh, yeah. Christ and I have four boys, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John Brewhead. They're not in the family business until when they do, they'll be granted their brew names. But for now, that's just MMLJ.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Yep. I miss those little motherfuckers. But
I don't want to know about this.
It's probably best. I don't want to know about this part. Let's just say sometimes.
Let's get into it. Yeah. Hey, you know, you can also always email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. I know it doesn't seem like it is. Here's an email I got this week. Is Usador the Blue a common name? I mean, is there any chance that somebody... Okay, never mind. That answers your question, Tom Morrison from Israel.
He's from where?
It's a country. There are so many different countries on Earth.
And it's called Is It Real?
It's called Israel.
Oh, it is real.
It is real.
That's a real place?
Yeah. We got to give him that. Come on. Don't take that away.
Why
anyway.
Is there so much controversy over this one country?
No, no, no. You know what?
Why is everyone fighting over Israel?
We can agree over this.
We can agree over this. I believe it's real, okay? But I want to raise a stein with my pal. Pal, let's raise a stein.
All right.
Me and my pal are going to raise a stein to Israel.
This seems like trouble.
That was a long cheers. Worth it in the end, of course.
This might be the episode we get the most emails in response to. So please, any complaints, send them to iraglass@thisamericanlife.com.
And of course, if you want to reach Lager Brewerhead, throw a big old stone down a well at the bottom of Brewerhead Mountain.
Yeah, do a little meet and greet.
A little, do we get a meet and greet and a little groach and boach, baby?
Well, Lager.
Boat and rally.
Well, Lager, it's been a delight to meet you.
No, it's been great to meet you guys here. I was Tan and Tan from fucking Zurchabies over here and everybody. Ernie Chunto.
Oh, I like that. Chunto.
Chunto, yeah.
That might make my personality pop.
Well, Lager, I think I highly advise you go to the Smoldering Widow, which is another tavern in town.
Or the Ruffled Feather.
Or the Ruffled Feather, which is in McShingleshank Forest.
Oh, that's where the fucking personified bug went, right?
That's right. Exactly, yes.
I'm trying to keep up with what the only facts I know about this fucking place, you know? Oh, Christ. Jeez.
Is she coming?
Christ.
You say your wife's name a lot.
Come, brothers.
No, that's your guys' thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'll think of this as the episode where we almost took on religion until Arnie panicked. Also, none of that really happened. Usador the Lighter Blue was played by Matt Young. Matt, those moments where you couldn't get a word in, that's how everyone else feels all the time. Chunt the Shapeshifter was played by Adil Rafai. Yes, Adil, your dry spell is because of a wizard. That's definitely what's going on. Brewer Loggerhead the Dwarf was played by special guest John Gabris. Check out John on his own podcast, High and Mighty with John Gabris. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Evan Jacover, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Arnie Niekamp. This episode edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. Audio assistance by Garrett Schultz. Like many Earth Americans, do you think buying things will momentarily distract you from the crushing pain of this world? Well, the special Hello from the Magic Tavern show poster, designed by Kevin Budnick, is finally available on hellofromthemagictavern.com/shop. You won't find me on it, and that's why Kevin's not included on my homemade poster of my favorite poster designers. It's not available anywhere because it's just for me. And there continue to be any number of Magic Tavern shirts for sale at store.earwolf.com. Craig, now that I know Edge Dancer is an all-new Stormlight Archive novella, can I still in good conscience refer to the lower third of my genitalia as Edge Dancer? Oh, don't tell me, tell Edge Dancer. Look at it. Look at it.